Tell me when. Wait, was it going then?
Hey friends,
welcome to Inside Out Growth Podcast,
hosted by me, Molly,
and me, Paris.
From fitness to friendships
and self-love to studies,
we're here as your friends. So chill out
and relax
whilst we help you to grow on the inside
to glow on the outside.
Hi guys.
Hi,
welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Growth Podcast.
It's so happy to be back. Now we're in a routine, we're in a rhythm of it. It's week 3 of season 2.
I'm just loving it. Like, it feels so lovely to be back with you and just, yeah, like, it feels like we haven't been apart for so long, you know?
I know.
We've been apart, yeah, for like months.
Literally, I think like upcoming 5 months.
I feel like that's how you know you've got a good friend.
Friendship.
Like, when you, yeah, can just go ages not seeing each other, and then it's just like, yeah, we haven't ever not had that time apart.
And also we've come back with like so many new experiences as well, which was also like can kind of influence how like we perceive and view things, which, yeah, is like so good. I was saying to someone the other day, I was like, I was in a bit of like a rut for the day, mm-hmm, and someone goes to me, what are the 3 things, like tell me 3 things that make you happy, like just tell me 3 things. And I said, being organized and productive, like love that. She was like, okay, anything else? That's so boring. I was like, I really like having kind of just like deep meaningful conversations with friends that aren't about other people, that isn't about bitching about someone else or like, yeah, what's happening else in someone else's life, like kind of viewing the fundamentals of your experiences and how that affects this and that and that, and then just delving into that part, like love that shit. Mm-hmm. So that was quite cool to kind of evaluate, so thanks, yeah, Zoe, for asking me that question.
As you get older, like that like high school bitchiness, you're just like, oh my god,
so bored, so draining.
I feel like I'm always very skeptical of people who spend like hours talking about other people's lives.
It's so true.
You don't really do that.
No,
I think
genuinely.
There's combos when like instead you're focusing on like yourself and like, yeah, growth and like, yeah, whatever, really positive. It kind of brings us on to the topic of like today's episode.
Yeah, good interlude there, Mol. Yeah.
Which is basically how to be your own best friend and like, yeah, how to, I don't know, like really glamorize the, yeah, life that you live. And like, your life may not be perfect. I mean, no one's life is perfect.
Yeah. Right?
But you can make it. I mean, it's what you make it, right?
Yeah. 100%.
Hannah Montana once said.
Yeah, girl.
Life is what you make it.
Yeah.
So
true.
And you know, that comes down to things like body image and just, yeah, like how you perceive yourself and
how what you give to things, yeah, and how you approach situations and how you interact with yourself. I think that's something I've really realized recently is like, so I'm in a house, I'm in third year university, love it, of 4 girls, and 3 of those girls have boyfriends. One of them does not, and that one is me. Which, you know what, I thought I'd come into this year and be like, oh my god, I hate my life, it's so depressing. But genuinely, the way I speak to myself and realize that, you know what, like, I personally have such a busy life, I don't really, mm-hmm, know how I'd fit that in right now, and maybe that's just the way I'm looking at it to make myself feel better. But this has been something that I've had to really work on, the way I speak and think of myself, that can determine that I am, tell myself that I'm not upset about it because I have so many other things going on. It doesn't mean it wouldn't be nice, but it also just means that I'm utilizing the way I speak to myself and the way that I view myself externally to not let that affect me and affect how I interact with others and maybe perceive when the boys come over and I'm just like, oh, this is so annoying, I hate this. Like, no, I'm speaking to myself, I'm like, Paris, this is an opportunity to enhance your friendships with them and like be a better person. That the way I'm speaking to myself basically allows me to give my best self out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like speaking to yourself in a kinder way, in terms of like, I know Anna Racha does this thing where before she was kind of struggling with body image, before she looked in the mirror, she thought of 2 things. Because like, oh, you could say 5 things or 3 things, but 2 things are a lot easier to, in the moment, come up with of what you like about your physical appearance before she looked in the mirror. I was like, okay, I know that I really like my hair today, and you know what, I'm kind of loving the increase in size I've got in my thighs because I'm doing legs at the moment. Like, I know that. So I'm looking in the mirror before I psychoanalyze everything. Yeah. I've got those 2 things in my head. And that apparently now every time before she looks in the mirror, she just thinks of these 2 things because that's what she's drilled into herself. And that is so much better because that is such a good way of kind of thinking of yourself in a positive way before you start the day or before you let any other bad thought creep in and determine how. If I feel like I look shit some days, honestly, I let that carry on
yeah.
with how I interact with people, with how I'm going to go about my day. Like, oh, I'm still so full from the night before and I look bloated and, oh, I can't wear these shorts and, oh, I can't wear these trousers. It's too tight. I'm uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. That could all just be eradicated if I was like, Paris, you ate something so nourishing that made you feel so good and this morning you feel a bit bloated and this will all be temporary.
Yeah.
And everything is going to be okay. Yeah. And that can literally change the role of events of the day.
Oh, for sure. It's like building that relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. Because like how I kind of see it as well is that, you know, I've gone out the night before, I've had yeah. a lot to drink, I've had a lot to eat, I'm bloated or I'm on my period and I'm bloated. Yeah. I have never, ever, ever looked at one of my best friends and been like,
yeah,
what?
Facts.
You've been out for dinner.
Facts.
You drank a bit too much alcohol.
Yeah.
You look like shit.
Yeah.
So why am I speaking to myself like that?
Yeah.
Like I would never, ever, ever tell one of my friends they yeah. look bad. Like,
no.
I've never looked at them and thought like, oh my God, you look really bad.
Or yeah.
like, you look fat or whatever. Whatever your brain is telling you about yourself and yeah. how you look, you would never, ever actually say that to someone else.
Exactly.
So you have to like put yourself in the position of yeah. like your best friends, like your close friends, your family members. Like, don't tell yourself something yeah. that you wouldn't tell other people.
It's hard.
Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard.
But what do you get out of not doing that?
Yeah.
Nothing. But you gain something from doing that.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't you just do something that you can gain from?
Yeah.
And this builds on what we were saying before. Let me just get the quote up because this girl doesn't remember it.
It was a very, very good quote.
It is. You can never truly feel at home in a body that you view as temporary.
Yes.
Because you are your home. Mm-hmm. As Molly said, this is your home for the rest of your life. Potentially, well, it is the home that you will own for the rest of your life. Yeah, you could be a homeowner in 5 years and have that house for 15 years. Exactly. But this is the home that you grow in, mm-hmm. that you break sometimes, that you learn to fix, that you make amendments to, that you grow in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're constantly viewing yourself in terms of your body, because, you know, we are always a work in progress in terms of our inner self, in terms of our body image, whatever. But if you're viewing as your body is constantly temporary, how are you ever, ever going to become comfortable in it?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Like, you need to be okay with where you're at to,
yeah.
like, embrace it and enjoy it. Like, if you just, like, moved into a new home, right, and, like, someone else owned the home before, it wasn't, like, maybe perfect how you'd like it, you wouldn't just, like, destroy the whole house, would you?
Yeah.
Like, start, like, ripping things up and like smashing the windows
one at a time. You start yeah, with the bathroom time,
yeah. You make it yours, right? Like, mm-hmm. you make your body your own and you make it something that like you're gonna keep and have and enjoy and embrace for a long time.
Yeah,
like you don't want to be constantly going through, like, I mean, in real life I know loads of people are like stuck in, like, you know,
yeah, I need, like, to reach this body weight,
cycles of like dieting as yeah. well. Like,
once you get there,
yeah, dieting.
As we know, once we're there or the smallest we've ever been, we're still not happy.
Yeah,
so if we're constantly searching for a smaller and smaller and smaller, like,
yeah.
why don't you just accept defeat and know that you're never going to be happy? Yeah. So why don't you just live your life to the best and be whatever body
exactly,
size you are?
Like, constantly striving for change, like, even if it's not making yourself smaller, but like,
yeah,
I don't know, if it's like increasing like the amount you're lifting in the gym, like,
yeah.
you get to the weight, you get to that goal weight and you're like, oh, that's a bit anticlimactic, and then you just want more and then you end up like injuring yourself. Like,
yeah,
it's okay to be comfortable, and like, you need yeah. to be comfortable, and it's
sometimes
okay if like you're not lifting the same
yeah.
amount as like someone else. Like, it's okay if you're not like the same dress size. Similarly,
yeah.
it's like okay if you don't have the exact same physical house as someone
yeah.
else. It's like, it's good to be different.
Exactly. That's so well put.
Like, for example, if like my dream house is like, I don't know, 4 beds attached or something,
yeah.
your dream house like a cottage, like yeah. bungalow in the countryside
yeah.
or something, like, why are we like trying to compare? Like,
yeah.
I don't want what you have, or like, I
yeah.
don't need what you have. Like, it's the same with body
so
image.
True.
There's no point comparing, because like,
yeah.
I've just bought this house, you've just bought this house. Like, we're not going to change anything physically.
Exactly. Like, and like, let's say there was you and then a clone of you. You looked exactly the same, but your personalities were completely different. I would rather be friends with the person who has a better personality at
yeah,
the end of the day.
For sure.
Because there's so much more that you can interact. Like, you are not, I know we've said this before, but you're not defined by what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
And going back
agree.
To the way that you internalize and speak to yourself. Confidence is also really important,
mm-hmm.
and if you're an introvert, that doesn't have to be the way that you outwardly project yourself. That's
mm-hmm.
just the inward, like, conscious effort of backing yourself. And I know that, like, I would go into every, I know you're similar, every single exam and just be like, I'm going to fail it. I haven't done enough work. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. But it's like, my dad always says, you can only do the best that you're capable of. And if you do that, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
And if you know consciously that you've done the best you could do, you walk in there, no matter what the result is, that I'm going and I've worked to be able to give and provide as much as I can. And that is all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So go in and back yourself and be confident in that respect. And that, I don't know how to word it specifically. And it's hard because we're on a podcast, but like your confidence and the way that you speak to yourself. And I actually have experiences a lot with like men, like you are, if you're around a table with a bunch of boys and you're like, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, I hate what I look like today. Why would they want to invest in a girl that is just talking down about themselves, that doesn't even respect themselves enough to be like, I'm beautiful, I'm capable, I'm smart, I'm funny. Like, they want someone that's confident within themselves. Yeah. And then they're getting also weird validation that I've got a freaking catch. Like, she's awesome.
Yeah.
And she knows it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think confidence is like the most attractive thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I liked about Jimmy at first. He was just confident. Like,
Not in a cocky way.
No, but... not in like a, like something that I always tell other boys.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, oh, how should I impress this girl? Was that when I first met Jimmy, he would just like book all the like dinner reservations.
That's so
and like for
cute.
Me, it sounds so silly and weird, but like I was not confident to like call up a restaurant and be like, oh, can
I
have this reservation?
I have a lot of friends like that. They're like, oh my god, my mom still has to call the doctor.
Yeah. And like even confidence in terms of like trusting that someone likes you. Like, I was so cold at the start of our
I remember
when we
you
were
saying...
like talking, and I was so like, I don't want a boyfriend. And so I was just giving such cold signals, but he was confident. He persisted. He like still booked these dates. He still asked me. Like he literally said to me like a few months ago, he was like, yeah, all my friends were like, don't like stop bothering with this girl.
What?
Yeah, literally. So his, because I hadn't.
Yeah.
I waited you're showing until interest. Until like 3 weeks to kiss him, which seems like nothing. But when you're in Durham, you're living in this bubble, like that's quite a long time. And all of his mates were telling him, like, yeah, she's, like, not interested. Like, just give up. And he kept that confidence. And that's what's really attractive. Because I'm like, wow, like, he really wanted me.
Yeah.
And I think when you see other people, like, speaking positively about themselves and, like, I don't know, kind of not, like, bigging themselves up in a cocky way, but, like, being happy with themselves, that makes them like so much more attractive. Like whether it's just like a friend or like a love interest, like I don't want to be around someone who's like, oh, I really hate my life, or, like, it's like, oh my god, like it's
that's
draining. And it's not draining as in like I wouldn't be there for you if you were genuinely feeling really upset,
but also
like,
it probably brings you down as
exactly. Whereas like, you know, someone who's obviously not happy all the time, that's unrealistic, but someone who like appreciates themselves for who they are and like what they can do and like the amazing things they're capable of, because there is, you know, everybody has that like amazing thing they're capable of. It's just lovely and it's good vibes, and then it helps you to like bring that to the table too. And I think that's really important, especially when, you know, it comes to body image. Like if you speak negatively about yourself, it doesn't just affect yourself. And
no, 100%, it's your mindset, it's the influence, it's the decisions you make throughout that day. Like I have been at a point within the last year where, so for example, last year December was lifting really heavy, my metabolism was up so high, I was eating so much because I was strength training all the time, and I was like the fittest, leanest, eating the most, muscliest, most like built I was or have been, and I still was so unhappy with myself at that point in time. And now like I've had a whole summer where like I was kind of recovering from my back injury, was like learned how to properly intuitively eat again and really align with myself, and my body shape has changed to the point where like none of my trousers fit me anymore, like none of them, so I literally can't leave the house in anything. If you see me around town, except cargos and like this new pair of jeans that I had to buy, because one, clothes are meant to fit you, and sometimes we do change and we do evolve,
and that's fine.
Exactly. Then I could deadlift 90 kilos. Now I can run 21 kilometers. Different goals, different things like that. But the point is like, you have to realize that you're never going to be happy with the final result that you're striving to be. If I look back and saw myself in December, I'd be like, oh my God, love her, love, she's so cool. But like, I hated my body at the time. Mm. And it's just like, I know within myself that unfortunately, I don't think there'll be a point where I'm like, you are perfect. You're exactly where you are. Stop trying now. Like, you're awesome.
But that, like, no one
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, exactly.
That just doesn't exist. Yeah.
So
that's
now
why you just have to be like comfortable.
Exactly. I'm just like, I'm comfortable with the person I'm becoming and the efforts that I put into my body mm-hmm. to be healthy in terms of balance yeah. and happy. And that is how I now view my personal worth, not by my body image, but what I'm doing to contribute to my overall happiness yeah. and overall health.
It's the thing, isn't it, that like health and happiness really isn't a like body size or a body yeah, type.
100%.
Like, you can think that being this like Victoria's Secret model, six-pack abs, visible, lean, whatever, or even just being this like muscular, whatever, big beefy girl is gonna make you happy.
Yeah,
it's not.
No.
What's gonna make you happy is how your mind perceives your body. Like,
exactly.
You can be happy at any weight, any size.
Yeah,
it's how you think about that. And it's, again, something that, like, no one can do for you. Like, no one can be like, okay, you just got to be happy and you'll be fine. You can't do that. You have to work and think about these things yourself in your head. I always do this before I go to bed sometimes. Like, if I've been having, like, a bit of a rough day, which is completely normal. Like, not every day's good.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, how can I make myself feel better?
Yeah.
And I just think about it, like 5 minutes just to That's kind of like so rewire good. My brain, and I think about it as like I am rewiring my brain, like I tell myself I am, and then I just think differently, and the next day I
that's
wake up
so
and I'm like,
nice.
I feel bad that that was ever an issue.
That's so true. I like do this thing where I can't journal in the night, so I have to journal in the morning, but then I'm like, it would be so helpful if I could in the evening, because I could go to bed with a new mind waking up rather than having to
but I just think about it.
That's so nice,
because I also God, I can't even speak. I also used to have this thing of like fake tan. This is also recent. Like, if I didn't have fake tan on, I was so not confident. I would like say no to things. Like, even Jimmy was like, oh, I can tell such a difference in your personality when you have tan on.
Really?
Like, in the sense,
we say that to ourselves as girls, but that's interesting that other people can see.
Yeah, like
that.
He noticed that I like act more confident when I have tan on. And I was like, okay, well, what is the difference? Because like, it's
that's
not just this
so
bottle of one
interesting.
Night tan. And so I just worked back and I was like, okay, well, when I have tan on, I feel more attractive, therefore I feel more like value.
Yeah.
Like, more of like validated
in
the room.
I'm
like,
the exact same.
Out. But like, I told myself and like reminded myself, I'm still attractive when I don't have tan on. And like, it's more about my personality and how I'm holding myself and like my confidence in a room. It actually has nothing to do with like me wearing tan.
Yeah. Like, so true. And how you're going to then bring that side of yourself out without tan.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That's the way you speak to yourself. And again, self-development, self-growth, self-worth, that is what you're consciously working on.
Yeah, and I still wear fake tan, but I just take time to think about when I have fake tan and I'm being like really bubbly and confident, like what exactly it is that I'm doing to make myself
a bit of market research.
Yeah, and so
yourself.
When I'm not wearing tan, I still do the same things and like I feel the same, like I feel the same amount of like happiness and like confidence in a room. Like, it has nothing to do with that bottle of tan. It has all
so
to do with the mind.
True.
So yeah, I guess like the key takeaway from this episode is that like your mind, obviously your mind controls your body image, and you can manipulate your mind to be happy with your body.
Yeah.
And that like health and happiness is not a body type.
Yes.
And striving for a particular body type isn't going to bring you automatic health and happiness. Like, sorry to break it to you.
This is your home. This is your one place you're gonna live in. Take care of it, nurture it, value it, love it, learn how to do these things, because it's only gonna put you in great stead and happiness for the future.
You are the only person that's gonna be in your life for your whole life, so you need to treat yourself with the same love and respect you treat your friends and family with.
Facts. And to finish it with a classic Molly quote, if nothing changes. And then also one really quick one, which I always get wrong. My house always laugh at me because I always say as I leave the house, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
I'm going to need 3 to 5 working days to
It's kind of the same thing. If you always do, what you always did, then you'll always get what you always got.
Oh, I see.
Yes, 3 to 5 working days equals 20 seconds.
I got that express delivery.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Aww. Takes me a while to get it right. I'm really glad I didn't butcher it, but think about that.
Yeah. And as with all our podcast episodes, we really hope you like this one. Please, if you liked it, give it a little like, give it a little rate. Send us a message on Instagram as well. We're grow.withmol, pascoolfuel, and obviously at Inside Out Growth Podcast is our main one.
Yeah.
Give us your feedback, share on your stories, and let us know if you have any podcast recs. Like, if you want us to talk about anything, we can talk for England. So we can talk about anything.
Genuinely, anywhere, so send it our way.
Send it our way. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
See ya.
Bye.